good morning. And thank you all for the opportunity to share. I hope it blesses you and encourages you, as it has done me putting it together. I'll just pray. So, Lord, I bring this talk before you. May it be God-honouring, Christ-exalting, and bring the food of your word to all who are listening. Amen.
Brady, you're muted. Sorry. There you go.
Okay. I'll start again. We've been looking at Paul's letter to the Ephesians to establish who God says we are in Christ, our God-given identity and purpose, saved by grace for such a time as this. One body in unity, kingdom-focused, raised up together for a dwelling place of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, according to the good pleasure of the will of our Lord Jesus Christ and the riches of his grace, to the praise of his glory. Throughout the epistle, we get therefore, lots of therefores, lots of for this cause. And Paul tells us how we should walk in this, our purpose, and how it affects all aspects of our lives. We've heard that this morning in the prayer requests, in the home, in the workplace, in all our private relationships, and in all those when we meet as a body of believers, as ambassadors for Christ and stewards of God's grace. As we get to Ephesians 6, we now look at how that service in Christ may be opposed, and preparation and provision for the battle that being a Christian will undoubtedly bring. First, I'm going to look at an Old Testament scripture, and I hope it will show how the thread of redemption runs throughout the whole book of scripture, and something that we are looking at and finding immensely in our purpose groups. The background is the ongoing war between David and his army and the Philistines. Now, David may have killed Goliath and won that battle, but there was more to come. And so we can find this in our own lives. We go through one battle and the next arrives. Now, it's known that David is a mighty king, successful in battle. And may I suggest that any great leader, any leader, is only a great leader when he's surrounded by mighty men he can lead. Now, just hold that thought when we think of our church leaders. A great leader is only a great leader when he's surrounded by mighty men he can lead. Okay, and we're going to look at just one of David's mighty men and the impact one man can have on the result of the battle. If we look at 2 Samuel 23, 11 to 12, and after him was Shamar, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. So the people fled from the Philistines, but Shamar positioned himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. That's very clear in scripture. It was the Lord who brought about a great victory. The enemy is subtle and strategic. The Philistines knew that the field of lentils belonged to Israel. It would sustain them. And with the people in the field who fled, it was probably harvest time, and the crops were to be gathered for winter. The tactic was to destroy the crops, their basic diet, and force famine on the land, to bring people into starvation and submission, to weaken their ability to fight and stand. Sounds familiar? We see, as the Philistines advanced, everyone fled except one man, who took a stand because he knew God was with him. What would we have done? Flee or hold our ground? Knowing the Lord is with us, what a challenge. But let's go to Ephesians 6, the key to warfare. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the strategies of the evil one. Now, I believe, as born again believers, we are armored. So our position, therefore, is to stand in the Lord and in the power of his might. And today we have an enemy, the same enemy, who is subtle and strategic. He wants to give us to give up and to flee. But before that lentil patch was sown, it was prepared, as the ground is for us. So what is our lentil patch? Are impossible situations where we are tempted to flee rather than stand and defend. And do you think your lentil field is insignificant? Ask God, he will show you just how significant you are, right where you are. And I believe we all are significant right where we are. And it could be your job, your family, neighbours. And this may be different for each one, but it will be a place where the testimony of your faith is on show, where people watch your attitudes and your actions. So do not abandon your lentil patch. Stand and defend in the power, in his power and his might. Shamar was just one man, but part of an army that needed sustenance that only his lentil field could bring. And lives were saved. Shamar was part of an army that supported David as their leader and king, and the Lord brought victory. If one man could be so significant, yet may I suggest so are each one of us. And together, well, wow, we are an army that needs sustenance from each other. What unites us is a common lentil field, and it's called the kingdom of God. It's called faith in Jesus Christ, our King. It's called our testimony of his saving grace, and it's called our position and purpose in Christ. So let us stand together on the promises of God, supporting each other as we stand and defend our ground. In his power and might, as we await the fulfillment of the war we know is won. So, all you mighty men of God, God is with you, and in due season there will be a harvest. Amen.